It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93. TJ here in studio, and I'm joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Good to have you in again today to talk about Freedom Home Care and what's going on. One of the topics we want to tackle today is respite care, because there's a lot of people I know that probably listen and think, yeah, I got it handled. I'm taking care of mom or dad or mom and dad, and everything's good. But every once in a while, you yourself need a break or some assistance, right? And you guys are able to kind of step in on a temporary basis and do that if you need it.
Yeah, you know, one thing that we do a lot at Freedom Home Care is we visit with families who are caring for a loved one. And a lot of times they're looking for options. They're looking for what they can do. And in some rare cases, they're actually planning ahead, which is really a good thing to do. But it's just important for family caregivers to be able to have a break. Most of the time, they have a full-time job. Most of the time, they maybe have their own family that they're caring for. So these people have a lot on their plates. And then, you know, you add on caring for mom and dad, and that's a lot for a person, and it starts to affect their health, their finances, all sorts of things. So we just encourage people to take that break, or at least have options, so that if you do need a break or you do have a situation where an emergency comes up, that you're prepared for that. So where Freedom Home Care can step in is that, you know, we can be doing that respite care, whether it's on a regular basis. Maybe there's one day a week that you give yourself a break, or maybe it's a weekend where you know you have a family wedding and you need somebody to come in and help cover. There's also some different options that we can help out family caregivers. Perhaps they have mom or dad going to adult daycare, but adult daycare doesn't open until after they go to work.
Okay.
So maybe they need somebody to help mom and dad get up and ready and take them to adult daycare and then pick them up and bring them home. So there's a lot of different ways that we can work with people, and we try to be flexible so that we can make it convenient for the family.
We could hear your smile when you said most of the time or some of the time people are planning ahead, I guess I should have said, for the future. And we just came off of Easter, right? So
yep.
We spent time with our families, and maybe we noticed somebody was slowing down or needed some assistance. So it is a good time to always be thinking about that too. And please don't hesitate to call with questions about the future, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's very hard to see people coming to us when they're in crisis mode and, you know, something has to be done immediately. And we always help people to our best ability, but we really do feel like people can make the best choices for themselves and their families if they're planning ahead, when they're not completely stressed out, when they're not in a situation where something has to be done immediately. So it's just so smart to know your options and know what's going to be the best fit for your family.
All right. If we have more questions or want to get in touch with you guys, how do we do that?
So give us a call at Freedom Home Care at 387-4663. And you can also visit our website, freedomhomecarellc.com, for more information.
Christine Nessler with us today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.